Hey, it's John Lee Dumas of EO Fire, and it's The Entrepreneurial You, the show for dedicated and passionate Caribbean entrepreneurs seeking daily inspiration, brought to you by author, speaker, and award-winning entrepreneur, Henneka Watkus Porter. You must be prepared to ignite.
Coming up on this episode of The Entrepreneurial You.
Like, I grew up poor. And so when I had this whole, my first $1 million company, I did it completely out of burnout. The second one, I did it completely from freedom, flow, and ease. If you would have told me that both of those realities exist, like you can create a seven-figure business from complete survival, and you can create a seven-figure business from complete freedom, flow, and ease, I would have thought you were crazy.
To be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Before we get into the meat of the matter, I want to remind you that eClincher is a social media management tool that is absolutely perfect if you want to save some time, get back some time on your hands, if you want to increase your productivity with your team and, you know, your collaboration with your clients as well. eClincher is a perfect social media management tool for you. So you can get your free 14-day trial using my affiliate link, which is on the show notes page. And whether you're an SME, an agency, or an enterprise, this tool, eClincher, is certainly for you. So go ahead and sign up. Yeah, looking forward to the experience that you will have. All right. So it is episode 236 of the Entrepreneurial You podcast. So welcome, welcome, welcome. I am your host, Henneka Watkus Porter. Today's episode is with Mia Hewitt. And Mia, let me tell you about her. She helps entrepreneurs or those who want to be entrepreneurs all around the world from sabotaging their results and freeing them to be themselves to make six and seven figure leaps in their businesses with the right skill sets, strategies, tools, systems, and team. Using her aligned intelligence method that causes a permanent paradigm shift so that they can no longer doubt themselves but are able to consistently and predictably coach themselves through any obstacle. So I'm looking forward to our conversation on the secrets to being unapologetically you. Welcome, Mia.
Yay. Thank you so much for having me. This is going to be so much fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, before we dive in, do you know anything at all about Jamaica?
You know, I haven't been there. I've been to Haiti and I actually lived there for a little bit, and also the Dominican, but I have not been to Jamaica, but I absolutely know where it is, but just haven't, it's on my bucket list, but I haven't been there yet.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So I'll hold you to that bucket list thing. And once this COVID-19 thing is all over, then hello, welcome.
Exactly. Exactly. Is that where you're located right now? Are you in Jamaica?
I am in Jamaica.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Wonderful. Well, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to talk to you because I grew up in South America. Mm. I grew up in, you know, when, I mean, I'm 53. So I grew up in South America, you know, I lived in the jungle. And so I love that you're there. So this is going to be really awesome because I can see these things from all different perspectives, right? Like being like, how do we be that even in countries and so forth like that? That could be considered third world. So I'm super excited. You asked me away, but I love that you're there. And I love that that's where you're talking in from.
Awesome. Awesome. So let's talk about being unapologetically you. How important is this really for us to own our own space and to quiet the inner critic within us and to be who we truly are?
Yeah, that's such a great question. How important is it? I really have it as it's everything. The secret to be unapologetically you is really to awaken to who you really are. You see, what happens to us, Henneka, is that when we're born, right? We're born whole, perfect, and complete. Like no baby is born with a self-esteem issue. Not one. Right? Mm-hmm. Like we totally trusted ourselves. We trusted others and we trusted life. Like we thought the whole world was for us. And then something happened. Something happened really young. We see the most around 2 years old, but it's really young, way younger than you think. Around 2 years old, 18 months, something around in there. We see so many of that. It happens then where something happens, where you go into an experience And as you see this experience, right, it's so traumatic for you, meaning like you didn't even know that it could happen before. So it kind of shocks you, confuses you, because as a child grows, they grow by an emotional bond of trust. And when that trust gets broken, we experience an immense amount of shame. And these emotions that we have that we don't know then how to process, because we'd have to have parents or caretakers or someone who could teach us how to process what we're feeling. When we don't know how to process them, we internalize these emotions to mean there's something wrong with us. And then without realizing, we take on those emotions as an identity. Like, so that we end up feeling like alone, abandoned, separate. And this is what I mean when we lose that piece of ourself, like we go inward, we feel alone and separate, when we kind of pull back, there's a pullback that happens, is the best way I can explain it, that everybody's done. And that's how we lose. That's that description of what I just said, is how we lose one's perception of their authentic self, because it ceases to exist psychologically. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So how is it restored though?
So how we restore it, we actually heal it. We come back into wholeness. It takes us 8 weeks to help anyone restore it all. So I'm going to tell you the pieces, but you know how it's like, very much like everything in life is a recipe. Like if you want to make 6 figures, there's a recipe for that. If you want to make 7 figures, there's a recipe for that. If you want to build a podcast, right? Like how you do, like how, if you want to create your own podcast, there's a recipe. It's very much like that. It's not that there's one thing that we do, but here's the steps that we do that equals that, all of these together is what gives you that. So the first thing we do is we actually heal that emotional trauma. So what happens to each individual is they literally have felt caught feeling like there's something wrong with them and not knowing how to do something about it. So we actually heal that emotional part of ourselves so that we come back into wholeness with the bigness we are today, right? So that little girl in you, or if there's a man listening, there's that little boy in you, gets to become the man or gets to become the woman she truly is. Then the second thing that we have to do is we have to actually learn the skill of how to free the mind from running those loops of negative talk. That patterning right there is all coming from that original trauma. So we actually show you how to process, how to stop running that loop. And then the third step is we show you how to process your emotions. Isn't it so funny that here we are? We are these human beings, but we're not taught how to process our own emotions so that we can return back into alignment within ourselves, right? And so then the next step we do is we teach people how to no longer fear people's judgments or opinions, because that's what will come up next. And then how to stay in their power and not lose power, meaning not having to go into like force. And to try to make a result happen, or go into hiding and avoiding. So really how to use your voice by no longer conforming, but really being your most authentic self. And that regardless of a difference of opinion or disagreement. And then we teach people how to heal their relationship with money. Because if we don't heal the relationship with money, everything then starts to break down. Like I get a lot of people in all different areas, right? So people are always shocked that I can get somebody who makes $1 million but is broke, right? Because they have the wrong business model. So they spend more than they keep. And people are always shocked about that. But it really, if we don't heal that emotional part of ourselves that's coming from this trauma, we will never feel deserving enough. And so, of course, we give away our money. Is this making sense? I know this is a lot of information.
You are making a lot of sense. And I'm going to be peeling back, asking you to peel back the onion on some areas. Because you said a lot, Mia.
I know.
My light bulb in my head is going up, ping, ping, going right off, right?
Yeah, yeah. Good.
Let's talk about processing emotions because, yeah. Oh gosh, you know, let me tell mm-hmm. you something.
Yes.
Last year, I suffered burnout.
Yes.
And yes. I had a total crash. Like, I'm a miracle mm-hmm. child to be around right now, okay?
Yeah.
And I find in this season now that I'm healing, but in this season, mm-hmm. I am affected more that by things that are happening around me. Whereas before, mm-hmm. I was quote unquote so strong and just going along, and I didn't, you know, I wasn't able, you know, I wasn't processing mm-hmm. these things because
yeah.
I thought to myself, you know what? I would just work. So when things that are negative would come my way, I would turn to work. But when I became yeah. ill and I could not work, my defense mechanism mm-hmm. was pulled from me, was taken away from me, the rug mm-hmm. pulled from under my feet, which meant mm-hmm. that, you know, I now don't have that go-to. So mm-hmm. the only alternative is to face my emotions. And believe me, it has been a trip because anxiety, like severe anxiety, full mm. disclaimer, severe anxiety and all these other things are setting in. So yeah. how does one prevent, and perhaps these are things that I was running away from. I didn't want to deal with them. So
yes.
how do you process emotions and deal with the anxiety and everything that comes with that?
Yeah, that's such a great question. So the first thing I want to just like really acknowledge you, like this is, I love that you're giving this a voice because I feel that it is so missed. Like so missed in the world mm-hmm. about understanding this, and that when we replace just working hard, and which is what we're taught, right? Like when we're taught yeah. to survive, when you're taught and you're brought up, like, look, you just have, you either work or you don't eat, right? Like I grew up poor. And so when I had this whole, my first $1 million company, I did it completely out of burnout. The second one, I did it completely from freedom, flow, and ease. If you would have told me that both of those realities exist, like you can create a seven-figure business from complete survival, and you can create a seven-figure business from complete freedom, flow, and ease, I would have thought you were crazy. Like, like it is amazing, but this is what this does, exactly what you're talking about, right? So because as children, we're not taught that our self-trust is coming from inside of us. We're not taught that what our emotions mean and how to process them, right? Like we're not taught that every negative emotion doesn't actually mean something's wrong.
Okay.
Like, what if it doesn't even mean something's wrong? What? What do you mean? A negative emotion doesn't mean something's wrong? Yes, I want you to consider.
Wow, yes. That is deep. That is powerful, Mayo.
Yes, because here's watch. Yes, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you, girlfriend. Like, this is exactly what I wish somebody would have told me a long time ago. Consider that your emotions are your emotional guidance system to let you know at any moment whether the thought you are focusing on is either in alignment with what you want or out of alignment from what you want. Mm. It's kind of like your own GPS, right? Like if you were getting in your car and you wanted to go somewhere you've never been before, it's literally telling you at every moment when you are on track to where you're going or when you're off track. It doesn't mean anything more than that. It's letting you know, hey, pay attention. There's something that you're in the way that you're focusing, what you're making it mean, right? So now I'm going to answer your second question, which is like, how do we process our emotions? You have to stop right there before moving forward, before forcing or trying to control something or trying to like have something go, you want to actually take a few moments and actually process what it is that you're experiencing. And how you do that, I'm going to give you the exact steps of it so that you can really do this for yourself so you can see it. The very first thing that you want to do is actually pull back. You want to pull back and take a neutral observation, like if you were looking from a bird's eye view. So you want to actually come out of yourself and kind of go like up and like as if you were a fly on the wall and look down at the situation. Mm. Right? This is going to give you access to a whole different viewpoint. Right? So that's the very first thing you want to do is step one is always stop and observe from neutrality, right? You're just going to take this neutrality look and go, hey, like there's something, you know, my guidance system is working. Something isn't feeling right. Rather than push through it or avoid it or hide, I'm going to actually see what's there. So that's the first step. The second step you want to do now is you want to locate, get really curious, come from curiosity. What am I making this mean? Ask yourself the question, what am I making this mean? There's something that you're focusing on that you're giving it a meaning. Okay. And so in this second process, what we want to do is now you have to sort. Okay. So what's the truth and what's the lie about the meaning I'm giving this? Right. We have to separate it out because in order for there to be resistance or all fear is just a result of an attachment. There's something that we're trying to control or something we're judging or something that we're resisting. There's some form of attachment because all freedom comes from non-attachment, non-judgment, and non-resistance. Right? So we've got to sort out what's the truth and what's the lie. And then once we can see the truth and we can see the lie, now we want to process that. What would I have to really process this through, come back into my power, become back into my unapologeticness? What would I have to accept and forgive? Because we're going to have to embrace the truth there. Like, what do I have to accept and forgive? When we do that, we just went into a release. You will feel a shift energetically. Energetically, that is the key to really that you can trust. You've gotten back into alignment within yourself, right? You've released whatever the attachment was or the hold or something that was that you were focusing on that you didn't even know you were focusing on because it happens so quickly from that original trauma. These all come from the trauma. Then the next step you want to do is now choose newly emotionally. You've got to go all in emotionally now on what is that truth? What do you see to put in? Like, what do you see now from the truth? What is it that you're deciding now as a point of conviction? And you must go all in mentally, emotionally, and physically on your choosing. This is the greatest power of choice. And then from there, once you choose, now you're going to take your aligned actions, right? You're going to take the actions or the behaviors that align with that new viewpoint, with that new commitment, that new conviction of the truth of who you are, and you will always get an incredible aligned results.
Wow. You know that I am going to be listening, even though you and I are having this conversation, this is an episode that I'm going to be listening over and over again, right?
Yeah, good. I want you to, because it is literally life altering. Like it's not, it is literally so incredibly impactful and powerful. I want the world to know that nobody should have to suffer. Mm-hmm. Nobody should have to suffer, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You said something earlier too, like, you know, should no longer hold on to the fear of people's judgment. No, that is a big one.
Yes,
because
it is.
A lot of people, thankfully, I'm not in that category, you know, full disclosure right there. Although I can't say it hasn't affected me in the past, where I really fear what people are going to say. I really fear being judged. And although you say, you know, I don't care what people say, but deep down, we all fear judgment because we want to be accepted. We want to be embraced for who we are.
Yes. Yes. But here's the biggest misunderstanding that I wish somebody would have told me a long, long time ago. So the first thing that I wish somebody would have told me about that, about the whole judgment thing, is I want you to consider that the reason that like that the whole world, if we look at it this way, let me back up a second and then it'll really help this land. Wherever you are right now listening to this episode, if you can look around you, whatever you see with your physical eyes, I want you to consider that came from someone holding it in their imagination, taking that idea into a thought form, whether it's a car or a house, somebody imagined it, turned that idea into a thought form, held to it consistently, and then took action upon it until it materialized outwardly. The reason this is really important is everything is happening out, inside out, not outside in. Everything, every result is coming from the inside out. So now, how does that have anything to do with judgment? Because all judgments are a projection. All judgments are a projection. When we project a judgment onto some person, all that's really happening is there is something in us that we don't like that we're seeing over there. It has nothing to do with the person. Absolutely nothing to do with the person that we're judging, right? All judgment comes from self-projection. So this is what this feels like. Feel this, right? So we're all addicts in that sense, because all addicts are people who are trying to use an outside solution to solve an inside problem.
Wow. Deep. My final question to you, Mayo.
Yeah.
How does being authentically you affect your well-being, or does it even affect your well-being?
Well, that's such a great question. I mean, it's such a huge well-being in the sense that when we really get that, when we really, truly, truly get that, when we awaken to who we really are, and that every single human being has had their own perception of trauma, right? So everyone's living through their own filter of trauma. And when we really understand that, and we understand the difference between who our trauma self is, that ego self, or our aligned self, who we really are, when we can see the contrast, because each one has totally different viewpoints, each one has totally different behavior patterns and totally different ways of being. When we can see how it really works, is consider we don't know cold until we know hot. We don't know up until we know down. Well, consider we don't know who we are until we know who we're not. Right? So inside of being unapologetically ourselves, we have to know who is the self we're talking about. Is it our aligned self? Yes, we want to go all in on that one, right? But that comes with us evolving our consciousness about having our own self-awareness of self. Which self? We then want to know how to understand how this got formed. It came from your original trauma. We then want to understand self-worth. If this is an inside-out universe that we live in, no amount of worth comes from the outside, even if we've made millions. It has nothing to do with it. My self-worth has nothing to do with the amount of money that I know how to create. Right? Because self-worth comes from you deciding you are worthy. Now, how do we know you're already worthy? It's your God-given right. You were born with an imagination. Not one of us had to go to imagination school. You literally came already pre-programmed. You knew exactly. You could take your imagination and hold it into a thought form and take that idea and actually keep holding to it and taking actions all the way through and turn it into income. You were born with that. Nobody had to go to feeling school. You were born with an internal GPS to teach you exactly what you're focusing on, to have you pay attention. Like, hey, do you want to focus on that? Is that going to give you the results you want? Because it's your guidance system telling you whether what you're focusing on is going to give you more of what you want or is going to take you away from what you want. And the third thing is you were born with the ability to take action. Even those that have disabilities can still take actions. And once we can take that, once we understand we have an imagination, we have our feelings for guidance, and we can take action, there is nothing, and I mean nothing, that we cannot achieve once we understand what it is to really be unapologetically ourselves.
Wow. Well said. Mayo, I'm going to ask you to take 30 seconds and bring everything home for us.
Wow. The truth is, the more awakened of an entrepreneur you become, the less of life you ever fear. That is the real truth. The truth is that wisdom is the result of you becoming aware of who you really are. And that means knowing who you're not. The second thing is understanding inside of that awareness of who you are and who you're not, understanding how to process your emotions, clear the lies from the truth. Number three, apply the truth and then take consistent actions. Go all in on it, and so that you will have completely different experiences. And the lastly is, I want you to really feel it's new experiences that are your true knowledge. When you have new experiences, that is you living what you really know. And that is power.
Mia Hewitt, wow. Thank you so much for sharing with us. Now, I'm going to ask you at this time to leave your contact details, as well as to share with us any your giveaway that you had mentioned to me prior for our community.
Absolutely. This is the book. I wrote the book that I wish somebody, I'm 53, like I said earlier, this is the book I wish that somebody had given me at birth. It would have saved me a lot of time and money and wasted energy and all the, you know, the poverty that I lived in. So here's the name of the book. You can get it for free on this link only. It's normally sold, but on this link only, just through your podcast, they'll be able to go through it and get it. It's called, just go to Mia, M-I-A, meantformorebook.com. So Mia, meantformorebook.com. And then you're going to enter a password. And the password is capital F as in Frank. So capital F, all one word, free book. So free book, capital F, free book. And then you'll get the ebook for free. But it literally is the book that will tell you exactly. It'll take you back and show you exactly, for those that know they're meant for more, it's going to show you exactly how to stop secretly struggling and really live unapologetically yourself.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much. I have learned a lot, Mia. I have been given a lot of insight. You said right. So many things that are poignant. You know, everyone is living through the filter of their own trauma. Yes. We need to free our minds from negative self-talk and process our emotions and, you know, stop fearing the judgment of others. So much you've said. And for me personally, it's something that I will be going back to, because we're all in a season now where everybody's dealing with so much. I mean, and even before now, everybody was always dealing with something, you know?
Yes.
Processing things through the filter of their own trauma, as you put it. So thank you. Very insightful. And I know that my community will be reaching out to you and connecting with you on social, as well as getting taking advantage of this free book. So thank you again, Mia Hewitt.
My pleasure.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. And thank you, my people, for tuning in to this episode with Mia Hewitt. Of course, I look forward to connecting with you next week. In the meantime, you can connect with me for all things podcasting, books, coaching, online courses, etc., etc. Visit HennikaWatkisForter.com. Send me a message on WhatsApp, which comes directly to my phone. So if you go from the homepage, you send me that WhatsApp message. I'd love to engage with you. Here is today's point of hope. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Genesis 1 verse 27. What good?
We needed to raise capital, but our experience with local financial institutions was that they were cautious and slow to act, and interest rates were far too high. We had real concerns about financing our business through outside equity investors and the possibility of interference. Could we get a fair valuation for our business? We had our own ideas about the business and its value. Should I go the traditional route of bank financing, or should I try the Jamaica Stock Exchange? So we made a call and experienced transformation of our business through conversations. I'm John Mahfood, CEO of Jamaican Teas, and we're listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
Give us a call today at 876-967-3271 to begin your transformation through conversation. We want to see your company listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.